This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. Hope your three-day Labor Day weekend went well and was safe. Thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with us. A court-ordered tax levied against all property owners in six northern Arkansas counties to pay back investors and the State Department of Environmental Quality to clean up a failed regional garbage dump will no longer be collected. Pulaski County Circuit Court Judge Tim Fox last month ordered the $18 tax collection to stop. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Investors through Bank of the Ozarks in 2005 bought $12.3 million in bonds issued by Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District to finance the purchase of a sanitation landfill in Baxter County, which soon failed. Fred Wool, current chairman of Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District and a Boone County Justice of the Peace, says he's always stood against a 2017 court-ordered property tax designed to reimburse state environmental regulators who had to clean up the site and bondholders who invested in the trash dump.
You know, to be quite honest with you and being straightforward with this, generally speaking, in every other case, revenue bonds are not guaranteed by anybody. They're guaranteed by the people that are asking for the revenue bonds, and that's what these were, revenue bonds that was issued back in 2005.
Multiple lawsuits challenging the novel property tax were filed by Fayetteville attorneys Matt Bishop and Wendy Howerton in 2018 on behalf of a Berryville property owner in Baxter, Carroll, Marion, Newton, Searcy, and Boone County courts. Circuit judges in five of the counties ruled the 30-year tax, which began collection in 2017, was an illegal exaction, therefore unconstitutional, recently upheld by Pulaski County Circuit Court Judge Fox. The paid appointed trash tax receiver, Little Rock bankruptcy attorney Jeffrey Treese, filed a notice of appeal to the Arkansas Supreme Court, but was reportedly ordered by Fox to stop. Bank of the Ozarks, trustee for the bondholders, renamed Bank OZK several years ago, informed Fox on August 13th it would not appeal either. Wool sees Fox's ruling as a victory.
Very much so, something that I have been working for, me and the board, since I have been involved in this. The board never stood behind that $18. It was kind of rammed down their throat by the receiver and some others who were on the board at the time. And then the 2018 election happened, and we got almost a brand new board, and everybody that's on this board are more people oriented, and they're really working hard to try to resolve this issue.
This novel property tax mechanism was enabled under Arkansas Act 274 of 2014, authored by then state senators Johnny Key and Jeremy Hutchinson, according to Bishop's complaint, to reimburse both the Arkansas Departments of Environmental Quality as well as Bank OZK bondholders.
And the only bond that it has affected was the ones up here in the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District. None other in the whole state. And Senator Ballinger and Senator Flippo helped, but they passed a law last year that that would not happen again.
Bishop Law Firm has argued that ADEQ already has in place a taxpayer-funded landfill post-closure fund to clean up the Baxter County dump. As for the OZK bondholders, whose identities have never been revealed?
Well, what's going to happen next is there probably be Bank OZK will probably do some kind of legal action to force the board to collect from taxpayers that bond money. And I do not anticipate this board doing anything like that. And to be quite honest with you, what are they going to do? To me, a tax like this needs to be voted on, and the people never had a say in it. The people never voted on it.
Over $3.2 million in property taxes have been collected so far, Wool says, held by the Pulaski County Circuit Court. Wool says the 2019 tax collection will continue but will end for the 2020 collection, but how the property tax will be reimbursed back to property owners has yet to be decided, Wohl says. Bishop Law Firm is also seeking reimbursement for years of legal fees. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.